And when you bring in boatloads of seafood, size matters. Consider BC's Dungeness crab industry, estimated to be worth $250 million annually. Cosima Porteous at the University of Toronto has studied those crabs.
These kinds of levels of ocean acidification were affecting their sense of smell, reducing their ability to find food. So we potentially could see smaller animals, they could produce fewer eggs and offspring.
Not only affecting the food we eat, but the food our food eats. And keep in mind, the oceans protect us by absorbing all that CO2. But too much, and that ability to absorb weakens.
Ocean acidification is a global problem with local impacts.
Iria Jimenez studies acidification's impact with the Hawkeye Institute in British Columbia. With oceans covering 70% of our planet, there's only one solution.
We're predicting that the conditions in the ocean are still going to deteriorate for at least 50 years, if not more. So absolutely it's urgent that we drastically reduce our emissions.
The carbon footprint is a hoax.
But as the ocean grows more acidic, it seems the toxicity in climate discourse might stand in the way of the progress needed to save it.